Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The angel told the Marys from that Easter tomb that the risen Lord would meet his disciples in Galilee. Yet Jesus cannot wait. It's been a long 3 days. Much has happened. A new supper, betrayal, denial, crucifixion, torment, torture. An empty tomb, angels, strips of linen. It's been a long 3 days. And all of those events have left the disciples afraid. Afraid on Easter. Imagine that. They knew the details, but they did not fully comprehend what all of this meant for them or for the world. So today you see what Jesus does with fear. Today Jesus cannot wait to see his disciples, so he comes to them. They touch his side and his hands. The Jesus who died lives. And their fear is turned to joy. The uncertainty of locking the doors and what the Jews will do to them gives way to peace. Christ lives. Nothing else matters. He's not a weak or a timid risen Savior. He is not coming to them to hide among them. But he comes to give them peace and then commissions them to share that peace with the world. It's almost too good to be true, this idea of peace. Our lives are anything but peaceful. As soon as one task is done, something else fills the spot. We rarely have a moment to ourselves to do whatever we want to do, not to mention just to relax. Perhaps we're looking for peace in the wrong place. Change your schedules if you want. Kids don't need to do activities at all. Go to the beach more often if you want. Enjoy the sunset if you will. But none of that is the peace that Christ desires to give. And so those who look for peace in sunsets or in their work or in accomplishing their given tasks will end up always being afraid. Afraid if they have done enough in order to please God. Afraid and uncertain where they stand before God today and at the last. The peace that Christ desires to give is a good conscience. Though you know your sins, you are not afraid, for Christ has risen. Though you stumble and fall, again, Christ is risen. You have peace. Though you are weak, he is strong and he will forgive you all your sins. Though your body fails and your mind deteriorates, Christ remains the conqueror of sin, death, and hell, and he will glorify you even as he himself is glorified. And so today Jesus is eager to come to you and to give you the peace that surpasses all human understanding, so that you might live today in the peace of Christ, even as you're confident you will stand before him at the last day, at his right, ready to receive his eternal gifts. God is now present among his people in a new way, a different way, with a glorified flesh. And so the first word that this Jesus says to his disciples is peace. The second word he says is forgive. The two are linked together. You cannot have peace apart from forgiveness. You cannot have a good conscience before God unless God takes away your sin, and there is no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. So look at his hands and his side. He has won that forgiveness. Peace is found in the presence of the risen Christ. It's never found apart from him. So not at beaches or sunsets or family time. That is not peace. All good activities. But none of that cleanses your conscience before God so you might live today and be confident on the day of his return. True peace comes from Christ alone. True peace is found where that glorified, risen Christ is present. You are confident of how you stand before God because you are confident of what those hands accomplished for you. I forgive you all your sins, he says, so that you might live in his joy. If you doubt God's peace, if you're uncertain of how God views you, not at the last day, but right now, perhaps it's because you're looking at yourself and what you are able to accomplish, whether you can check off all the boxes on a given day, or whether you pleased others in the way that they desired. If you are unsure of your standing and who you are, or if your heart still troubles you, perhaps it's because you're looking for validation from someone else other than God. Both of those lead to fear. Uncertainty and fear of who you are and why you are still here. When we look at ourselves, we know we have fallen short. There is no righteousness in us. We are far from holy, far from perfect. We have sinned against God. Even now, unintentionally, we still do things contradicting the word of Christ. We have imitated those disciples and have fled from him. We have imitated Peter and have denied our Lord, opting rather for maintaining the peace among family and friends instead of preaching the peace of Christ to those family and friends. Our hearts have cared more about those relationships rather than the eternal relationship that they have with Christ. So let us stop looking at ourselves. Let us look at his hands and his feet. Let us stop caring so much about what others think of us, even family members, and let us look at his side. Faith is anchored in Christ, not in your works, as good as they may be. Faith is anchored in Christ and not in the opinions of others. A good conscience is not found in you being able to accomplish all that you want to do. Again, change your schedule. Give yourself one task today, eat breakfast, and then you've accomplished it all. A good conscience is found in your relationship with God, in what he has declared to you, that forgiveness of sins, and then sending you out into this world. Your eyes are fixated on him, not on yourself. It is Christ who forgave those disciples. It is Christ who forgave Peter. And it is Christ who forgives you, so that you might be confident on the day of his coming and live even now confident in his love. Look at his hands and feet. You can see his side. There's a reason why we put those there. There is your peace. That is why he loves you. This is not some future promise of the hope of the resurrection of the dead. Peace is something that you have right now. Jesus did not come to his disciples and say, "You will have peace on the day when I return to raise the dead." But instead, he said, "The peace of the Lord be with you always. For where Christ is, there is peace." Today, you are reconciled to God. Today you are sons and daughters of the King. Today you are heirs of eternal things. Today the Father loves you because today Christ has forgiven you. Today is the day that you have been redeemed by Christ, raised with Christ, yet again. For faith is always receiving the gifts of Christ and living in those gifts. So the earth may quake, fires may rage, and storms may hurl. So what? You have peace with God through Christ. The world may continue on as it has since its beginning. So what? You have peace with Christ. The world may continue to fight wars and live in this uncertainty, not knowing what is coming upon them. You have peace with Christ. Though tariffs and bring economic uncertainty, maybe even close at home, not sure what the next executive decision may be, you have peace with Christ. Though something always needs your attention, you still have peace with Christ. Though your body fails, you have peace with Christ. Though your mind betrays you, still you have peace with Christ. Though family and friends find your version of Christianity strange, you still have peace with Christ. For none of those things, the opinions of men or what you are able to accomplish, is your peace. Christ and his wounds are your peace. Through faith in him, not by works. Christ wants you to be certain that this is yours, and so on Easter evening, he establishes the office of the Holy Ministry. That is, he establishes pastors with these words, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone their sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." The chief purpose then of the ministry is to forgive your sins so that you might have a clear conscience before God. Everything else, preaching the law, instruction, catechesis, the liturgy, everything else is meant to drive you back toward the forgiveness of sins or to show you what the life of forgiveness looks like. Forgiveness is what binds us all together. Forgiveness is the very air we breathe, for nothing else can give us peace. So we gather not around a pastor, we gather not because we like people, we gather because we love what Christ gives us here. Here is the body of our risen Lord. Here is forgiveness, life, and salvation. Here is the peace that surpasses all human understanding. We did not choose a church because we like the aesthetics, or the pastor, or the people, but solely because of the forgiveness that God gives. And then we learn to like the people, and the pastor, and the building. Support one another. Love one another. Pray for each other, for you know how difficult each stage of life is. Encourage them, for you know how tempting the world is to give in and to fall back. Just one more, just a little bit off the beaten path. And pretty soon faith is shipwrecked. Our peace is not found out there. Our peace is with Christ and with those who gather with him. So encourage. Kneel side by side. Pray together. Sing together. Live as one, even as God has made you one, and be at peace. Children could care less about the world around them. As long as mom and dad love them, nothing else really matters. Perhaps we should imitate that attitude. So long as our Father loves us, and he does through his Son, then it does not matter what we are able to accomplish, what the president or Congress may do, what wars and countries may be. Nothing else matters. Perhaps the reason we are so stressed and worried, perhaps the reason we are so worked up is because we fail to recognize where our peace is found. Certainly pay attention to such events. They give you a cause to pray. But do not let them overcome you. For Christ has already overcome the world. Your conscience is clear. Jesus lives. Stillness, quietness, and confidence should fill your heart. Jesus lives and God forgives you. He loves you. And he cannot wait to come on the last day to bring you into the fullness of his heavenly glories. And so he doesn't wait. As he could not wait to Galilee to see his disciples, so also he cannot wait to see you. So he comes today. He comes in his word. He comes in bread and wine. He comes to give you the same peace, won by the same blood, so that you too may depart in peace. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.